Back soon, honey. Just popping out to vacuum some bees. There aren't too many people who could make a statement like that without getting so much as a cocked eyebrow from their wife, but it's a fairly common bit of banter in the Bryant household. Dean Bryant is a Sunshine Coast-based native bee specialist who's on a mission to educate Queenslanders about the proper removal and relocation of these important little insects. And he uses something called a bee vacuum to do it. Dean's with us this afternoon on Drive to tell us more. Dean, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Adam.
When you say native bees,
yes.
Can you describe what you're talking about? Because presumably there's lots of different species of native bees.
There are, yes. We have actually 2,000 native bee species in Australia. Most of those are solitary, so they live in what we call bee hotels. You'll see them quite often in different garden stores where they have bits of bamboo and drill bits of wood and things like that that the bees live in. But the ones we specialise in are the social stingless. So they've evolved in Australia along with all the other floral species. They live in Australia. There's 11 species of social stingless bees that live in a hive, and they have a queen, workers, they collect honey, pollen, they raise their young, and the cycle goes on.
A lot of people don't like the idea of having swarms of bees at their front door, even if these bees might not necessarily sting people.
Yes.
Some people just grab the pesticide or the insect spray and kill off the colony. Is there a better way?
There is. There is a much better way. We rescue the hives. So instead of people think sometimes they think they're flying ants, and this is why we are on a mission to educate everyone about native stingless bees. We put bees into preschools, kindergartens, primary schools, so we can teach the children all about the native bees. Now the beauty of that is each children that we teach goes home and teaches their parents. So the information gets out there and we get to save a lot more of our local species, our local native bees, and educate a lot more people about them.
You're doing a bit of a travelling roadshow over the coming weeks. You're going to visit Proserpine, Eyre, Serena, Mackay, Agnes Water. What are the types of things you can teach people in these workshops?
Well, what we teach is we actually do a live demonstration where we transfer bees out of a damaged log or a box that someone has that the bees have, the box has been exposed to the weather and it's now rotted, so they require being put into a new box so they can live happily for the next 50, 100 years or whatever. And we've developed special bee vacuums in order to do that. You know, because 90% of your bees have not left the hive. So it's only the 10% sort of thing of the bees that actually forage, and they're the oldest of the bees. Because if they send out the young ones to forage and they don't come back to the hive, there's a big loss to the hive. So they send out all the oldies. If they don't come back, there's no real loss to the hive and it can continue thriving.
Is that what happens, Scott?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
They're very clever species. They're very clever insects.
Wow. All right. Lucky that we don't draw too many cues from native bees. Otherwise, we wouldn't be popular with our senior citizens.
the males, what happens to the males is even, a bit more... we wouldn't want to be a male bee, put it that way.
Well, no, please share. You can't tease us and not tell us.
Well, native bees, the males don't actually work inside the hive. The nurse bees feed the boys, so they hang out in what we call the male lounge room and do nothing. Then they've got one job to do, one job only, and that's to mate with a princess so she becomes a queen. And once that job is over, the girls kick the boys out and they're not allowed back in again. So they hang out on twigs and things near the hive at certain times of the year. And then they starve to death.
Wow. Banished forever. Yeah. And of course they need the hive to sustain themselves. So they're gone. Don't come back as a male stingless bee in another life.
Right.
hearing from Dean Bryant, who's a Sunshine Coast based bee removalist, but he's on a quest at the moment to try and educate regional Queenslanders about the safe removal of native stingless bees. Rather than killing their hives off, you say there's a better way. Now, you've actually had to create your own type of bee vacuum. You didn't find the ones on the market were necessarily up to the task for the safe removal of these bees. How much work has gone into getting your bee vac to its current design?
We're on version 8. So it took a few years to actually perfect it to a stage where we can actually vacuum up the queen even, and we don't hurt the bees at all. They just float around inside the container, and then we can put them back into the hive. And they're safe. There's no stress to the bee. It was amazing that the process of evolving the vacuums for the bees. We started off with they have vacuums for honeybees, which are very much a lot stronger. You can't use these for native bees, of course, because they'll kill all the bees. So it took a lot of years to sort of perfect these vacuums. And what we do now is we make these vacuums and we sell them to people that have native bees that they want to rescue as well.
What are some of the benefits of native bees that you think we are unaware of, that we undervalue, and that you would hope more people become aware of to try and cement in their minds that these bees, they shouldn't just be sprayed away when they set up shop at our house?
Oh, amazing. The pollination from native bees is absolutely incredible. It's something that we sort of miss because of we've always been taught that bees are the European stingers. So the information around the pollination services of native bees have sort of gone on the wayside. But in research that we've done, it takes one visit by a native bee to pollinate a blueberry flower, for instance, but four visits by a European bee to do the same job. So, and the other thing we found is when we had a macadamia grower convert from using the European bees to native bees, and he had a 500% increase in nut set.
Wow, that is impressive.
It is absolutely incredible.
Dean, do they make honey?
They do. It's a very special honey as well. They've done research at the University of Gatton in Queensland on this honey. And it's the sugar that it contains is called trehalulose, I have trouble pronouncing it. and it's a very special honey that diabetics can actually have. They're trying to produce now a synthetic version so they can create a sugar that's for diabetics. The other thing is the medicinal qualities, twice as medicinal as Manuka. And it's incredible for gut health, whereas Manuka is a topical for skin conditions. We use this for skin conditions and for general gut health.
Well, all right. Well, if we knew more about native bees, Dean, if we knew as much as you, we'd understand why people like yourself are so eager to see their hives safely relocated, particularly when they set up in a home or a backyard. So if anyone isn't going to be able to make one of your workshops in Serena, Air, Proserpine, Mackay and Agnes Water over the coming weeks, what do they need to know about keeping native bees if they suddenly set up shop near their house?
Not a lot. If they set up a shop in their brick wall, or we find them in retaining walls, the brick block walls, block houses, the concrete block houses, water meter boxes. For instance, we find a lot of them in water meter boxes in suburbia because they've taken all their habitat trees away. So they move into the water meter box, which is the only cavity they can find. And what happens is if people do happen to find them in their water meter, just look after them. Let them be there. Sometimes the water meter companies want them removed. And if they do, they can ring us and we can talk them through the process. Or they can we can point them to a local person that can help them along the way.
Been hearing from Dean Bryant. Dean is with Native Bee Rescue and Education. I mentioned a series of workshops being held in our part of Queensland over the coming couple of weeks. You can find more information where, Dean, if people are interested.
We have a Brian McNady's Bees website, so brianmcnadysbees.com.au, and we also have a Facebook page.
Did you say Brimac?
Brimac, yes. Brimac, my wife's name was McPherson. So it was a combination of Bryant and McPherson. And we got married, so we're both Bryant now. But we kept the business name.
So Brimac, there you go, the story behind it. Thank you, Dean. Great to chat this afternoon.
Great, thank you.
That's Dean Bryant with us. Cheers, Dean Bryant. Talking about the importance of native stingless bees. G'day, John in Tolga. Hello, Sandy at Edmonton.